This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Bottom buddies, Don and Mike.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
See, if you do it enough, it makes it sound like you did it on purpose.
The Don and Mike Show.
Well,
I like rape.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi.
It's not porn, it's HBO. Coming this fall to the home box office, Tell Me You Love Me, about three middle-class couples, and it's just full of nudity and very explicit sex scenes.
Hello. You end up smelling like a big brownie.
That's okay.
The show will feature body parts and their interaction like no show has ever done before on HBO, according to sources in the know.
Everybody can suck it.
Things I can't even begin to describe, not here anyway.
And can you say penetration?
It looks like baby vomit.
It's like Arliss.
In other TV news, Shatner is getting his own show on Biography, on which he'll interview scholars and politicians. And the new Drew Carey show, the new one, the game, the Power of Ten, maybe you've seen the ads for it on CBS. We're reading in the trades now. It's actually an audition for his likely new gig, hosting The Price is Right on CBS.
You are kidding
me. I'm not kidding. That's what we're hearing, is this is an audition for Drew.
You know, I had thought that was a crazy rumor when Dan Patrick left ESPN, mm-hmm. that they were going to court him to be the host of The Price is Right. Oh, my gosh.
Dan Patrick would be a great choice.
He'd be a smart choice.
You need a regular guy, not a comedian. Mm-hmm. You need Bob Barker was not a comedian. You need a regular game show host, like an MC.
Right. Dave Price. The best
I still agree with Rob on that. Now, I don't want to alarm cigar smokers, but the tax on cigars is on the verge of going from a nickel a stogie to $10 a pop. That's an increase of 20,000%.
What that is?
Only on the premium
cigars. That's pen money.
That's toilet paper money.
That's right. Pretenders and blunt lovers needn't worry. The tax would only apply to premium cigars.
I've got a bunch of friends in the cigar industry that sent me a bunch of those emails today. And as soon as I got past the first line, it was like, we need your help. Warning, cigar tax.
But I do believe if you were so inclined, you could live the rest of your days off the stash that you have at home.
Oh, yeah. Now. Don't you think?
I mean, if you were going to go down to your last one.
If I wanted to cut back.
Well, we don't want you to have to do that. Quoting the head of a cigar-making company in Iber City, Florida, 20,000%, they had the Boston Tea Party for less than that.
It's not going to happen. That could be that kind of a tax on a cigar.
A federal cigarette taxes would go from 39 cents a pack to $1 a pack to support that same fine cause of providing health care for people who aren't poor enough to get Medicaid.
Man, that is highway. That is highway robbery.
We won't pay.
Finally, it's really cruel to call someone a maggot head, especially if they have live maggots living in their head.
Maggots? We have so many maggots on the line.
Hey, Adderley.
Yes.
They say hi to maggot Peter North.
The larva.
Hey, you win.
I'm Doug Tracht.
The larva of flies, maggots, in his head. Got him on a trip to Belize. It was funny to everybody except Aaron Dallas of Carbondale, Colorado. Doctor saw the bumps on his head, thought they were either insect bites or shingles. That's why they call it practicing better.
Looks like baby vomit.
Turns out it was maggots, and then it was maddening. Quoting Aaron, I'd put my hand back there and feel them moving.
I think I'm going to throw up.
Last Thursday, the maggots were removed, but the missus probably made Aaron feel better through it all as she told him, I will love you through your maggots. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Oh.
Well, that's it as we leave Matt and his glorious goo.
He's got a lot of work to do tonight.
Ha! What glorious goo. He's got some cleaning to do. We got to fly. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
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 Hey, head buddy.
If you're going to play this song, I got to say hi to our youngest listener. Oh, we don't have one today.
I love your show, Motor Mal.
This is the Don and Mike Show.